Logo screen for Tampa Bay Cable Access Wrestling.
You're watching the Tampa Bay Wrestling Association.
Cut to backstage interview segment. Rusty Vickers is holding a microphone and standing beside a wrestler.
Hi there, Tampa wrestling fans. I'm Rusty Vickers, and tonight we have an exciting matchup. I'm here with Fighting Jake Fletcher. Jake, tonight is your rematch with Dump Truck Wallace. Last time you were in the ring together, it was nasty, and he came out on top.
Vickers holds the mic up for Fletcher to speak.
Yep. Probably the hardest match I've ever had in my life. But Dump Truck, he tricked me. He didn't follow the rules. So this time, Dump Truck, get in the ring with me and face me like a man. No girlfriend jumping in, no hitting me with a chair, just man-on-man, hardcore match. This time, I'm promising you absolute victory on you.
Cut to exterior wrestling video. Crowd cheering. Ding, ding, ding. Bells ringing to signify the end of a wrestling match. Backstage interview segment with Vickers and Fletcher once again.
How'd it go out there?
He beat me. Fair and square. He agreed to all my terms. Didn't need any tricks. Nobody jumping in. Overpowered me. Simply a stronger man. He kicked out the back of my legs and I hit my head on that mat pretty hard. Let's just go ahead and say that that guy's better than me. Great. I don't have to fight him anymore. But you know who pisses me off? Koski, the Russian. And when I step into the ring with him next week, I'm going to whoop him. This win's for you, America.
Cut to exterior. Wrestling ding, ding, venue. Ding. Crowd cheering, bells ringing to signify the end of a wrestling match. Cut to a backstage interview segment with Vickers and Fletcher once again.
What happened?
Lost. Pretty bad. I think that guy might be even tougher than the first guy. I had to sit out there while Koski torched the American flag. I didn't like that one bit. But I got one thing to say to you, Koski. Don't spit on me. It's just a game. What are you... I'll tell you this. Don't ever do that to me again.
Cut to exterior. Wrestling venue. Crowd ding, cheering. Ding, 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 ding. Bells ringing. Signify the end of a wrestling match. Cut to backstage interview segment with Vickers and Fletcher once again.
Did he spit on you?
Yep. Kicked me in the back of the head, torched the American flag, and spit on me. My beef's not with you, Koski. I know you can beat me. I was never arguing that. I think you're awesome. You're huge and fast. Everyone can beat me. Except one guy. Sheikzilla. And when I step in the ring with you next week, it's over.
Cut to exterior. Wrestling venue. Crowd cheering. Ding, 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 ding. Bells ringing to signify the end of a wrestling match. Cut to backstage interview segment with Vickers and Fletcher once again.
You beat me. Who cares? You've been doing it way longer. But next week, I got a plan.
Cut to exterior wrestling venue. Crowd cheering. Bells ringing to signify the end of a wrestling ding, ding, match. Ding, ding, ding. Cut to backstage interview segment with Vickers and Fletcher once again.
How did your plan go, Jake?
Didn't work. He put me in a chokehold and said, I'm not letting go until you crap your pants.
And then what did you do, Jake?
Crap my pants. Had to. It was either that or be choked to death. But I'll tell you this, you do that to me again, I'll crap my pants again. I'll choose it every time.
Did he torch the flag, Jake?
Goes without saying, Rusty. But I'll tell you this, I'm down, but I am not out. Next week, I'm going back to Dump Truck Wallace.
Cut to exterior. Wrestling the crowd cheering. Bells ringing to signify the end of a wrestling match. Cut to backstage interview segment with Vickers and Fletcher once again.
Kicked me in the back, hit my head, torched the flag, crap my pants. But it's not important what happened this week. It's about next week when I get in a steel cage with Koski, Sheikzilla, and Dump Truck. And it's in a steel cage, so I can't leave.
Cut to exterior wrestling venue. Crowd cheering. Vickers is heard in voiceover doing match commentary.
Koski's got him in a hold. He's talking to him, asking him something. Jake's nodding. He's agreeing to it. He's crapped his pants, everybody. Jake's up and mouthing, who cares? There comes the kick to the back. I almost made it. They're torching the American flag, ladies and gentlemen.
Damn it.
Hit my head on the mat pretty hard. I still think my favorite part of that is just the Jake's nodding. He's agreeing to it. He's grabbed his pants, everybody.
Grabbed his pants, everybody.
He's up and mouthing. Who cares?
Who cares? That's the part. As soon as I said who cares, I knew I was done. Oh, God, it was like the fucking apple picking segment from way back in the day.
I'm surprised you even got that next sentence out.
It took a while
before you paused.
Who cares?
You're torching the American flag, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, I know what the name of this segment's going to be. It's just who cares? Who cares? Ladies and gentlemen, hey, you know what? It's Sunday, and that means it's time for what?
It's not.
No, no. It's,
cut to Shannon.
He's mouthing, who cares? It's horse time. It's a horse that mouths, who cares? My name is Shannon Young. It's the end of the week, so that means it's horse time. It's time to kick back, talk about a whole lot of nothing, and just hang out with our friends. With me, of course, Double H.
Yeah, and he's mouthing, who cares, everybody?
And Rusty Kazman.
I love talking about useless things.
Well, there's nothing more useless than wrestling. That skit.
Oh my God.
That's from a guy that owns a wrestling company. That skit, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, go ahead, Cass, before I continue.
No, I was just going to say, once you get into wrestling, it can get worse because then you have the ICP League, remember?
Are you talking about the Juggalo Championship Wrestling?
Yeah, it can always get worse.
I like how he referred. I like how he referred to it as the ICP League.
As yeah, it, like, you know, put your name on something.
Because, you know, there's like there's the junior division, there's the heavy division, then there's the ICP division where you have to put makeup on and look like Cody a couple years ago. Cody Sandusky, not Cody Rhodes. Different guy. That skit, so that was The Worst Wrestler in the World, and that's from The Characters on Netflix with Tim Robinson.
Yes.
Tim Robinson, especially that short, that short episode, and then his show, I Think You Should Leave. We have been quoting it almost nonstop for the past few weeks. To the point that
the whole reason I picked it.
People are getting sick of this. Yeah.
I want to reach across the airwaves and choke Shannon half the time.
Who cares?
Who cares?
Shannon's mouthing, who cares, as he's choked.
I'll do it every time.
Gaz, you try to choke me, I'll crap my pants. I'll choose it every time.
I'll choose it every time.
Cut to Shannon, office, playing Diablo.
Crap his pants.
He's grabbed his pants, everyone.
The butcher's out. Shannon, he's killed Shannon.
He's
Shannon.
Saying something. He something mouths, about fresh meat.
Crap.
He mouths, who cares?
He's grabbed his pants.
His necromancer's up, mouthing, who cares?
Listen in closely. You can hear him say, fucking patch.
Nerf this. Oh, shit.
Well, I got to say, it's a good thing that our fourth host made it.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the Big D, Dalton Anthony. Nope. What? Ladies and gentlemen, Tanner Calvin. Lindsey Wolfgang, everybody. Ah, shit.
Excuse me, princess.
No, seriously. I want to thank Cody for being here. Cody, how you doing tonight?
How do you like us now?
Turbo time.
Turbo time. That's the other one from that fucking show that we were quoting constantly. Has this ever happened to you?
You don't run. You're not part of the turbo team.
I think we're teeing up plenty of skits for the next few weeks.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be a whole lot of Tim Robinson.
Tim Robinson.
Turbo Time is a single person sketch. That's it. It would literally just be him the entire time.
Kaz wanted to do one. Let's make it Kaz. Let Kaz do that one.
You
solo.
The whole thing.
The whole thing. Has this ever happened to you?
But then you see the receipt from Home Depot in the trash can.
I feel like it's one of those be careful what you ask for things.
The monkey's paw just curled in.
Yeah. I tried to play the hell out of the narrator over and over.
And then, Kaz, you ever go lay down in your bed and read your art books?
What?
There's all right, so if you're listening to this, you want some good comedy. If you've never watched Tim Robinson before, a couple recommendations for you. Worst Wrestler in the World, watch that. The Pointer Brothers, which I think we've quoted.
The Pointer Brothers.
That's a good one.
Wagyu, you green piece of shit.
It's every line from it. Everything about Wagyu, the decision on how they're going to denote who's been pointed at. Well, I like my idea, and I like mine. Oh, we can't go with both of them.
I just so. Like the one guy just like, fight me! You fuck you! You fuck. Every man that in here that didn't try to catch her was a fucking coward. All right, guys, here we go.
This is your wife.
This is your lady. Actually, you know, fucking just watch the show.
Don't tell me what to do.
Just watch the show. There's no bad way to. The Tim Robinson stuff is it's basically like SNL if we ran it. This is the kind of SNL we would do.
Yeah.
So that would mean because if that's the case, then we'd be canceled like immediately.
Not on Netflix because no one pays attention. They're desperate for content.
That's true. Actually probably
that too. Is absolutely true.
Why Netflix is Melvin. Who cares?
That's how when everyone threatened to quit and cancel their subscription on Netflix. Netflix mouthed, "Who cares?" Then they gained 6 million people. Yeah,
yeah, and then they crapped their pants.
They crapped their pants when they saw the 6 million people had joined. They're like, "What?
Oh,
we can just abuse our audience and give them absolutely nothing, and they'll just keep coming back." Because where else are you going to watch reruns of? I don't know what's on Netflix. I haven't watched it in a while.
I figured it out. Yeah, I don't know either, man. I actually, Sarah and I were talking about this yesterday because Peacock is raising their subscription price. Now, Peacock plays in our house constantly because she goes to sleep to The Office. So, I mean, you're talking about probably a good 3 hours of The Office play in our house every day at some point in time, even if it's just background.
That's a lot.
But they're raising their shit by $2. Almost everybody's raised their stuff by $2. I said, there's going to come a point where, like, it's not like I don't have the money to pay for it, but I am at some point going to go, let's sit down and look at these streaming services and figure out what we're actually watching.
Oh, dude, I can cancel Netflix right now.
I got a brilliant suggestion for them.
Okay.
If all of them came together and created a 3-tiered package and then sold that to everybody as a subscription service, and you could call it cable.
And then like they probably have like ads that would just run in between the shows.
Yeah.
Okay. It wouldn't be
it's brilliant.
Yeah.
But, okay, all right, but where would I watch this cable if I'm not streaming videos on my phone?
Are
you gonna put cable on a television set? You fucking imbecile?
I have a better idea that works just fine. It's right here.
Is that Kimmy Schmidt?
He's holding up.
Yeah, she was in that.
Seasons 1 through 9 of The Office DVD pack. Fun fact: me and Jane were thinking about picking up a very similar situation. We got a local store here sells DVDs, vinyls, all kinds of like classic stuff. I'm like, yeah, let's get a box of something. Anyway, I'll beat Pete. See, yeah. And then I realized
these motherfuckers are expensive now. By the way, Sarah got me these a long time ago. Evidently, packaged together, they run about $300.
Fuck that.
They're
shit.
Hard to find.
Ain't nothing that damn good to see. But I will say, I realized I do not have a DVD player in my house. It's very much like a VCR.
You got an Xbox?
I'm like,
don't you? Well, you got an S.
Nope.
Didn't you?
I got the Xbox S, which is a digital system.
Digital.
Yeah, I mean, other than our Series X and our PS5, I don't think we have anything in this house that plays discs either.
We literally realized
that. It's not as big a deal now because we have like a setup where we could watch it, but still.
We
noticed that we put them all in a box, all the DVDs we had, and I just walked them outside and I put them outside. And I was like, I wonder how long these will last. I walked in and I looked out the window and they were gone.
Yeah, that was just one guy. That was just one dude.
He just was walking by.
I don't watch television. I actually have cable. I have cable. Well, I don't have cable. I have Zach Kurgis's Spectrum. Don't tell Spectrum. But he gave me the password for his, so
I have a Spectrum login too. That's how I watch Raw occasionally.
I never watch it though. I don't watch TV. The only thing I don't watch anything. When I get home from work, I will pop on Philip DeFranco and catch up on the news. I like watching John Riggs content on YouTube. I like Grace.
Aren't those things TV?
What's that?
Well, aren't those things TV though?
Well, yeah, but I mean, like, I don't watch. I don't watch. I don't watch television shows. I don't watch like The Office. I don't watch stuff like that. I enjoy quick content, like 10-minute videos, 3-minute videos. I don't watch television, and I never thought I'd be that guy. But like, there's nothing I want to watch on TV. like, and that's not a shot at like anybody. That I just, I literally, is. There's nothing I want to watch on television.
10 to 15 minutes is about how truly long, like, most 30 minute shows used to be, just with about 8 to 10 minutes of commercials on top of them.
That's true.
Yeah, for the longest time, I mean, the half hour show was 22 minutes.
Yep.
22 minutes and like 30 seconds, I think, and that left room for commercials, or like between 20 and 22 minutes, and that left room for commercials. And then your hour longs were like, what was it, 47 to 49, something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, it ebbs and flows for us. Like, occasionally there are things like some of the Star Wars stuff on Disney Plus, or like the Marvel things that pop up on there, we'll watch those. There's usually something that we're watching. We just started watching The Bear on Hulu, and that's really good.
That dude shredded.
But that's the thing, is it's like every service, there's like two or three things, and there's always like one thing that's just enough to keep me locked into, like even though and apparently it was a glitch that they were removing episodes of It's Always Sunny on Hulu. Apparently they're coming back. That was unintentional. But like, It's Always Sunny airs on Hulu. Well, shit. Without the DVDs, that's the only place I can watch that.
And King of the Hill.
The Office is on Peacock. I gotta do that. I don't watch
what we do in the shadows. I think it's also Hulu.
It's on Hulu as well. Yeah, because it's FX. Look, and all their stuff gets routed. That's why it goes there.
FX is
guys, let's just get to the point that Netflix is the worst streaming service out of all of them.
This is true.
Right now, yes.
Yeah, it really is.
I mean, like, we watched that American Gladiators documentary that I mentioned to you guys on there, but that was the first time in a long time that I thought, oh, let's go watch Netflix. And that was like five episodes, and then it was over, and I went, well, see you sometime in the next 3 months when some new documentary shows up, you know? I mean,
only reason we got it is Jane adores Umbrella Academy. Like, that's her show.
Yeah, we couldn't get into that one.
Yeah, it's not for everybody, but like, she adores it, and that's pretty much the reason why we got it, is we'll pop that on occasionally. But by and large, like, yeah, Netflix, but it falls the way of most kind of situations. The one who creates the thing first is not always the one that ends up lasting out everything else. Everybody else looks upon that, I'll build upon that, make it better, and you will be like Polaroid and not move forward.
Yeah, Game of Thrones, they're leasing HBO Max or Max or whatever the fuck they're calling themselves now, they're leasing all the old Game of Thrones stuff out to Netflix, and you won't be able to watch it on their service. So at what point does any of this make any sense?
Wait, hold on. Are you saying that you can't watch Game of Thrones on HBO? You'll have to
not
have
currently,
Netflix
but you in the future, yes, that is the case. They're moving Game of Thrones to Netflix, and you won't be able to watch it on the network that created it.
And you can't watch Westworld at all, because apparently that doesn't even exist anymore.
They got rid of it completely. Yeah.
And what is this fucking bizarro world? Like, why? And you were talking about like how much you watch TV, so like, I've gotten to a point where I don't even commit myself to watch like new shows and shit. My ritual is, after I get out of work, if I ever do, before I close the computer and going to bed, is I just turn something on that I've watched 1,000 fucking times before.
Well, that's The Office for us at this point.
Yeah, I mean, it's Office
and Sunny.
The Boys, like fucking The Expanse, I've watched more times than I can count. Probably as many times I've watched Star Trek by this point. But it just becomes this thing. It's background. Like, I don't get it. I mean, who cares?
Cass is up. He's mouthing who cares.
He's mouthing who cares. Yeah, the whole system is frustrating. And then you think, oh, you know, I'll just go to the movies and watch a great movie. And then you deal with the shit I dealt with.
I
heard that went really, really well.
We talk about all of these experiences, I do want to mention that, like, I also used to just put stuff on in the background, but I don't do that anymore, because I the only time I put stuff in the background is when I go to bed. There's a live stream of King Frostmare, which is just a ghost video thing, and he shows ghost videos like nonstop, and he comments on them. I'll put that on every night when I go to bed. I like it because it doesn't have a time limit on it. So, like, for example, used to be I would put a TV show on. If I put a 30-minute show on, if I know I got to be in bed and go to sleep, I put a 30-minute show on, and that show ends, and I'm still awake. Well, I know 30 minutes have passed. I put another episode on. If I'm still awake, then I know an hour's passed, and I can't fucking sleep. Now I'm panicking. But if I put a live stream on, I have no idea how much time has passed. So I've got the noise in the background, and I don't, since they're videos, and it's not like a movie where I know certain plot points, I know how far I'm into the film.
Right.
I have no idea. I don't, I don't ever have a situation where I put stuff onto the background unless I'm at work. If I'm at home, literally, like, the only times I'm at home anymore is when I'm recording the show, which obviously I'm paying attention to the show, when I'm playing Diablo, which means I'm playing Diablo, I don't have anything on otherwise, and then I go to bed.
Right.
That's pretty much it. I hardly spend any time at home, and when I am at home, I'm usually working on stuff, and I don't have anything on in the background because I have to fucking edit video, so I have to pay attention to the video, or I'm editing the show, so I have to pay attention to the show.
You watched Andor, though, didn't you?
I did. Well, I did because Lindsay made it a point that, like, I think she got frustrated with me because I always tell her, yeah, I'll watch this show with you. Yeah, I'll watch that show with you. And then I never watch anything.
Never do.
So she's like, will you watch Andor with me? And I said, yeah, I'll watch Andor with you. And it did not catch me at first. The first, like, two episodes, I was like, this is okay. But once the third episode hit, I got really invested in it. And by the end, like, I was sad it ended. I do watch the Star Wars stuff that's on Disney, but I don't watch the Marvel stuff. We started watching the Muppets have a new show called, like, Electric Mayhem or something like that.
It's Muppets Mayhem, and it's great.
Is that the one with the Electric Mayhem, though?
Yep.
I watched episode one and really liked it, and I just haven't watched anything else because I don't have the time or patience.
That a few days ago.
I don't.
No, it's really good, but you got to kind of sit and watch it.
More power to you on being able to do that. I have a difficult enough time just turning my brain off in general. So, like, insomnia just captures me. And what you were just describing about, like, being able to notice 30 minutes just pass by and another 30 minutes pass by, like, that is absolute. But I actually time that shit just by fucking sounds around me, like a beep nearby, or, you know, and then that'll get me thinking about, well, you know, what is the volume of a beep, or like how long between beeps?
And the volume of a beep?
Like, what number would it be at if it was on a radio?
You gotta change somebody's name to the volume of a beep.
Yes.
But it's madness. It's insanity. That's like these, it just grips me.
Oh.
And it takes me forever to get to sleep until I look over and it's 3-4 o'clock in the morning and I'm like, well, shit, I need to be up here in a couple of hours.
I never look at the clock ever. I have a giant, you can't really see it, but I have a giant clock over there on my wall. It's like
you do
a
that to yourself?
What, not look at the clock?
No, put a giant one on the wall just to tempt you.
Yeah, but I don't. It's not digital. It's one of them fancy old school ones. It looks like so.
Oh, so Kaz, at night you just can't read a clock.
I can't. Well, I don't look at it. I make a conscious fucking decision. Kaz, when you next time you're down, I need you to come over and look at it. My room kind of, other than me putting all this shit in here now, it kind of has a nautical theme. Like, it's a lot of like beaches and ocean and stuff like that. And the clock kind of looks like a sign you would see on the beach. You know, like an old weather sign. I really like it. But point is, I don't look at any of that stuff because I know the moment I realize how late it is, I'm not going to sleep. If I stay up past like 2:30, if I look at the clock and I see it's 2:30, I go, fuck me, I'm not going to sleep. I got to be up in like 5-6 hours. I'm not sleeping. I'll stay up till 4 or 5 o'clock, get about an hour of sleep and hate myself.
And it just grips you. And there is no fucking getting away from it.
No.
There is no loosening of that grip. You can try to like fucking count your sheep out of it. You can watch, put anything you want on the background, but it's just for me, it's just not happening.
No, once you're aware of it.
Relate.
What?
You say you can't relate.
I can't relate to any of this.
That's wild.
I'm one of those people.
That's wild.
If I lay my head down, I'm out, dude.
No, not me. That's how Lindsay.
Okay, okay. But I've been telling both of you and our entire group for a long time what helps me, and none of you will listen and try it.
What'd you say helps you?
You know what it is.
Sex?
To read.
An entire Bible, Michael.
To read. No, to read. Legitimately, every single fucking night, I have at least one book on my nightstand at any given point in time. When I lay down, I don't care what time it is. If it's, you know, in the around this time of year, it's like 2 o'clock in the morning sometimes I'm laying down, or like 1:30. I'll lay down. I grab my book. I read for at least 10 minutes. Usually around this time of year, it's longer. Sometimes I read for 30 minutes to an hour. And by the end of that, even if I'm not like sleepy or tired, I put it over, I lay my head down, I'm out. Because my brain has gotten away from my phone for a while, has gotten away from TV, computer, video games, whatever. And it's just been able to process this thing that I'm reading. And that's all it does. And by the time I'm done with that, I'm ready to go to sleep.
Thanks. I don't know if it's...
Wait. So what you're telling me is rest real.
Yeah.
Is what
rest real. So long. That's what he's saying. Yes.
Sleeping pills.
Sex. That's what he's saying. Yeah. Sex with his wife.
God.
Yeah.
My God.
No, and the other thing too is I have like a very different relationship with time than you guys. My current career, which I'm not going to say what it is very time dog specific. Walking. Like every, you know, hour on the hour stuff changes, and I know exactly what time it'll do so. But it's not like hours, you know, on the clock. It's like specific times, and they change each hour. And my previous career, I mean, fuck, 11 years of radio. I told you, I remember Shannon, at one point in time, I could tell you off the top of my head the exact length of like many songs. Because it would tell me when I load up a song, oh, this minute, this one's 3 minutes and 26 seconds. This one's 8 minutes and whatever. I don't have that anymore, but it used to be that I could like program an hour in my head and get it almost to the exact 60-second mark without thinking about it. So I just got very acutely aware to what time shit was, and I a lot of times I don't have to think about it. I can generally just guess what time of day it is, even if I haven't looked at a clock in a while.
So what you're telling me is your previous job was a wedding singer.
Close.
No, but I did do that. Yeah.
Yeah, close.
No, I'll talk about the previous one. I was in radio. I've talked about that a million times before. Yeah, in radio.
That's why we have a podcast.
Exactly. And radio is the thing, especially on Real Rock, where I can tell you, you know, if I'm putting a Green Day song on, I need to be aware that in 3 minutes it's going to change, 2 to 3 minutes. If I'm putting Metallica on, it's because I got to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, 30 minutes.
I'll be back before it's over.
What about Jason Aldean?
Master of Puppets. Well, I played him on another station, and I wish I could not have.
That's when you needed to. That's when you need to take a vomit break.
Wait, did y'all do a motherfucker of the week yet?
Yeah, it was Jason Aldean.
Yeah, we did that yesterday.
Yeah.
Well,
yep. Yep, he fit.
Try that.
Hulu
shit
almost made the
time.
Cut because they were pulling random episodes of Sunny, but again, it looks like that was a glitch.
Hey, so speaking of sleep, can I tell you guys something weird that happened to me last night?
No, please tell me. This ain't starting well.
And I gotta tell the story like this. It's got to get really close and really personal. So, no, I won't do that because I know Dalton's. Okay. Dalton's okay. Listening, and he's freaking
absolutely
out right now. Which, by the way, before I say this, Dalton, thank you. Dalton reached out to me, and today, just out of the blue, reached out to me and said, "Please keep the extras and epilogues show." He loves it. He's absolutely in love with it.
Nice. Awesome.
Yeah. So I'm very happy about that because honestly, it's become my favorite show we started doing. I love movies. I love talking about movies.
It's very good addition. Yeah. It also follows the same kind of what you and I were talking about, rhythm of PWU. It's quick, but it's not too quick. I mean, we spend about an hour talking about a thing we like, and then we get in and get out, and it's great.
God damn it, Kaz. Cover that fucking thing in the background. I just saw it again, and... Oh my god, freaks me out.
As soon as he said it, I looked and it scared me knowing what I was looking at. I looked at it, I saw it, and I was like, son of a bitch,
fucking face just right there. So
I'm gonna screenshot this so I can show Sarah tomorrow what it is that we keep seeing. I gotta
so
get just
creepy
right there. There it is.
I have it. This background in all of my meetings.
Kaz, do me a favor, step to the side and point at it. Hunter, screenshot that and send it to me, because that's gonna be tonight's that's gonna be the picture for tonight.
All right, hang on. And hold it there. Hold it there. Pause for groans. All right, we got it.
All right, cool. So
I'm going to send it to the horse time chat.
Yes.
You can drag it from there.
With that said, let me tell you, oh, God, it's about to pop up, and I don't want it to. Oh, it's so scary. It's so dirty.
Shannon, you don't know how to take care of the client. You don't know how to handle the crypt keeper.
So last night, I went to sleep. Fell asleep during to my ghost videos like I normally do, and it's either by the way, it's either ghost videos or it's like Did You Know Gaming. I'll put on a 3 hour Super Nintendo facts, you know,
section. Did you know?
And so last night I put that on, I fall asleep, I wake up, I guess I turned the TV off because the TV was off when I woke up, but it's the weirdest thing, and I'm not making this up. You know what woke me up? The strongest smell of perfume. I woke up and I just started smelling. I'm like, my God, that smells like straight up perfume. What is that? And then it went away. But it was so strong, it woke me up. And it really freaked me out because there's no reason that I should have smelled that.
No, because you had long COVID. So that's extra weird.
That could just be my fucking body just starting to shut down, man.
Just coming back.
I'm catching up on smells. I'm smelling my ex-girlfriend's bullshit. Like, I can smell everything.
It's like when you kink up a hose and then you let it go and all
it
the water
pours
comes
through. Yeah. I'm smelling Kaz's smoke right now somehow. It's going through the headset.
It's coming through.
To me.
Visceral.
Hunter, you're smelling the scent of that woman in the background.
She smells like terror.
That's the perfume. That's the perfume.
She's stalking me. She's in my window right now. Hunter, really quick, before we get out of here, because it's already 10:30, we've done 30 minutes. Yeah. I think that's perfectly cromulent for a horse time.
Perfectly cromulent time.
But why don't you go ahead and hit me up with the chat nicknames real quick. We haven't done that in a while. I'd like to see where we're at.
I could do that.
Okay.
Yeah, so Asa Gray's name is Mouth Magma. Cody's is very appropriate to tonight because Cody is Dump Truck Wallace.
Dump Truck Wallace.
My name is Beer Battered Lilith. I don't know. It's got to be Diablo. But
it was
I don't
Diablo.
Know where
it was Diablo. It was Kaz, Bob's, I'm pretty sure.
Bob's is also a Tim Robinson reference. It's a Palm Tree Girls.
Palm Tree Guys. Don't give it to Johnny.
Don't give it to him. Just let me think. Jesse's is Pop Goes the Corn Killer. Kaz's Naruto Shipden.
Naruto Shipden.
Jenny, your name is Mr. Manhattan. Steven's name is The Volume of a Beep.
Oh, don't tell me about Steven. Ruins my life. He's costly.
Kurgis's name is The Penitent Boys. And Tanner's is my favorite right now. It's 45 seconds to bitch snack.
I need a bitch snack right now. All right.
We'll just put some microwave popcorn in and put on some NWA. That's what they would call it.
Gangsta. All right. That's it. We're going to get out of here. We'll be back next week. All new episodes. Hope you guys have a great weekend. The time of horses is over. Until next week, Tuesday, all new episode of PZ85 Plays. Wednesday, we've got an all new extras and epilogues with Lindsay talking about 10 Things I Hate About You. Thursday's another After Dark.
And maybe Barbie while we're at it.
Yeah. Good movie.
Who knows?
Good movie. Thumbs up. Spoiler alert from the movie critics. Thumbs up.
Yes.
I want to see Oppenheimer now. I heard Barbie won the day. Everyone pretty much expected him to beat Oppenheimer, but I am really curious to see where this weekend lands in the box office, because I think this could be one of the biggest box office weekends in history. The combined forces of Barbie and Oppenheimer, and what a thing to say.
Barbenheimer.
Ruling the road. All right, that's
or
all next week.
Barbie.
That's next week. Until then, what's your favorite? The part where it's her and Ken, and they see the construction workers. They're like, oh, there's some girls. Let's go talk to them. And it's a bunch of guys, and they start hitting on Barbie immediately. And she just goes, oh, I don't have a vagina. And he doesn't have a penis.
They're like, all right.
It's not for kids. That's it. Kaz, take us out.
It's
who cares?